I'd say fitted, wouldn't I? Yes, if it were fitted to my figure, or just that it fit me. It fit me just right, I believe.
Mm-hmm. If you were a man and your wife suddenly decided that the clothes you were wearing to church, this two-piece garment that we talked about, mm-hmm. getting pretty threadbare, you might say, John, you need to get a
new suit.
And if your pockets were filled with walnuts, and someone looked at you from the outside, they might say, gee, your pockets sure do
bulge, bulge, bulge.
We'll talk about the word shrink. I hope that cheap shirt won't
shrink.
I washed one yesterday.
And it shrank.
And all the clean shirts, all the cheap shirts I've ever worn.
Have always shrunk.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, even maybe when it's not necessary, you might say that woman sure likes to
dress up.
Do you use any synonyms for this? Are there other terms that you'd use?
I don't think of anything that would be just what we meant. We say, she sure is dressed up.
Do you ever use doll up?
Yes, but a little bit more slangy. I wouldn't. You might say, oh, you're just all dolled up or something like that, but you wouldn't say it too often, I don't believe.
What about using the words primp?
Primp is not used much today, is it? I don't know whether teenagers ever used the word primp, have they or not? Are you younger than I am?
I don't hear it very much.
Mm-hmm. We heard it a lot when we were growing up, it seems to me, that somebody was always primping or something, you know, but it's not used much today. We use the term makeup, you know, and fix your face and things like that, rather than primp. Wait a minute till I fix my face, you'd say, when you want to put on fresh lipstick and powder.
Do you hear slick up?
No, that's not in my vocabulary.
Right. What about prink?
No, that has about the same meaning as primp, or does it mean a little more fixing all of your power or anything? Mm-hmm.
What do you carry beside your gloves when you go out to keep your confidence?
Pocketbook. Sometimes purse, but I use pocketbook all the time.
There's no difference.
There's no distinction in my mind.
And what is the general term used for something that you wear in addition to your clothes when you go out? It would include earrings, necklace, bracelet.
I can't think of the word I want. You know what I'm talking about. Starts with A. Wait a minute. You wear the same dress maybe, but you have different, I can't think of
you're thinking of accessories, I think.
Accessories is what I'm trying to say.
That's not what I'm looking for.
All right, then we'll think something
else. You keep these things in a certain kind of box.
In a little jewel box, we might call it. And it's jewelry, we'd say, necklace and earbobs, pin.
What does a man use to hold his trousers up if he doesn't wear a belt?
Suspenders. Did you used to call them supporters sometimes, too? Suspender, I believe, is the name. And they used to wear them so much, you know.
What about, have you ever heard the term galluses?
Yes, but that was an old-fashioned kind of countryside term for it to me as a child.
And when you make up your bed in the morning, you spread the sheets and the covers, and then over it you put...
I call it a spread. You say bedspread, but I just call it spread.
And when you go out on a rainy day, over your head you hold a...
umbrella.
What do you put your head on at night when you sleep?
Pillow.
What do you call a large or long pillow that might perhaps go across the whole width of the bed?
A bolster.
If something does not go just a part of the way across, but extends the entire way, you might say it goes something across.
Getting other than just all the way across, are you thinking of some word?
Have you heard clean across? Or
well, now that's slang like
clear
to me.
Across?
Yeah, I might say it goes clear across. Now, somebody, a little more slangy expression, might say it goes clean across, but I would not say that.
The cover that you use on your bed, it's made of patched or piece
called quilt.